So much news this week, so much of it grim. Why not think about going to the movies this weekend, but which one? Here is Slate's Ben Williams. He writes the summary judgment column for us, a roundup of what critics are saying about the new movies for this weekend.
Our first film this week is The Alamo, which stars Jason Patrick as James Bowie, Dennis Quaid as General Sam Houston, and Billy Bob Thornton as Davy Crockett.
Now, there was this little detail of a re-election back home. It's all right. It's all right. Because you know what I told them folks?
What'd you tell them?
I said, you all can go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
How many last stands does The Alamo have to make before Hollywood finally gives this historical standby a rest, wonders the Christian Science Monitor. This version's hook is that it's the most accurate film ever made about the legendary battle. But The Onion says it feels like it was adapted from a chapter in a middle school history textbook. The only thing critics seem likely to remember is Billy Bob Thornton. The Los Angeles Times calls him both empathetic and entertaining, simultaneously a fallible man and king of the wildly mythic frontier. Next up is The Girl Next Door, a teen romance based on the unlikely relationship between a porn actress and her neighbor, the handsome high school nerd.
Oh my God, she's so hot.
What channel, dude?
The Girl Next Door. I can see her through my window.
How's the rack?
God, who is this girl?
How's the rack?
Hold on, relax.
No, dude, you relax. You be a man and go over there.
Okay, say what?
I don't know, get off your ass and do something.
The Girl Next Door plays like a late-night channel surf through softcore sitcoms, American Pie wannabes, and 80s Brat Pack romances, says Variety. Everyone finds the premise ridiculous, but the Chicago Tribune thinks stars Alicia Cuthbert and Emile Hirsch create a believable relationship, and USA Today finds the film essentially sweet and benign. Others are more critical. The Onion points out that while The Girl Next Door makes a point about the mistake of treating women as sex objects, it's also perfectly content to use Cuthbert as a plot device for the second and third acts. Our final movie is Johnson Family Vacation, a family comedy slash road trip movie starring Cedric the Entertainer.
But I like my music non-violent with limited cussing. So nobody who's been shot. Here, come here, give me this. Okay, right here, Tupac Shakur. Shot!
Johnson Family Vacation has the New York Times wailing, "When are we going to be there?" The there, in this case, being either a worthwhile joke or, failing that, the end credits. It's bad enough to make The Onion's critic feel misty-eyed for the urine-soaked sandwich gags of National Lampoon's Vacation. The film is full of recycled gags so lifeless, the LA Weekly calls them joke zombies that should be dead and buried. Even critics' favorite Cedric the Entertainer can't save it. Though he tries his hardest, says the San Francisco Chronicle, his humor is reined in a straight man role.
Our thanks to Ben Williams. He writes the summary judgment column for Slate. This is Day to Day from NPR News.